Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over 3 weeks ago, McLaughlin & Associates, a national survey research company, released the results of a national survey on free speech in America. The answers to the fourth question really trouble me. The question deals with a recently released list from the Southern Poverty Law Center, which allegedly is of organizations that use hate speech. Among this list were acknowledged domestic terror groups such as the Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan Brotherhood. However, mixed with them on this list were many mainstream conservative political nonprofit organizations. The question noted that internet companies such as PayPal, Google, Facebook, and Twitter has started using this list to selectively censor mainstream conservative thought. The ultimate question asked of survey participants was, quote, "Knowing this to be true, do you think these internet companies should use this list as an excuse to censor or suppress mainstream and nonviolent conservative groups by denying them access to these services?" Unquote. In response, 32% of respondents said yes, 25% said don't know, and only 43% said no. I am extremely dismayed. Why didn't 100% of respondents say no? Why did only a minority of Americans support free speech? Especially when the question specifically asked about speech from mainstream nonviolent groups. I am not a conservative, as I have major disagreements with a number of policies some promote. But a right to free speech is not important when others say what you already agree with. Instead, it is important when people express themselves where others may disagree with them. No one person or group has all the correct information or best ideas. Throughout history, there are countless examples where the suppression of free speech has contributed to atrocities and human suffering. Like you, I am deluged every day with the opinions of others with which I disagree or even find repulsive. Yet I celebrate that fact that people are free to state them without censorship. If you think about it, would it be accurate to say that those who favor censorship are actually advocates of hate? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.